Hello, welcome to the midterm review for current events, semester 2, the year 2008. Number 1 is the essay, as I told you in class, 140 words about Mr. Kamil Ozdemir and Ramadan, and how your ideas about Islam in the Middle East have changed from this class. Be very specific about Kamil and Ozdemir. Alright? So, 具体的な情報がそのカミルさんとラマダンのことについてあって、あとはその自分のイメージがどう変わったか、その中東とイスラムについて。Okay, number two, keywords from the texts.First of all, from Islam and the Middle East, too often misunderstood. First, Islam. So, this is just like in the text. Islam is the name of the second largest religion on earth. This is the religion that means surrender or submission. Muslim. Next, Muslim. A Muslim is somebody who is, believes in... in the Islamic religion. So they are someone who submits and they believe in the one and only God, Allah. Next is the Quran. And the Quran is the holy book for Islam. So it's like the Bible of the Islamic religion. Next is Africa. And this is a place where Islam is very popular. So everybody knows that the world Middle East is Islamic. But most people don't realize that most of Africa, especially Northern Africa, is also Islamic. Next, jihad. This means a battle against something or to fight against something bad. And it could be something within yourself or an enemy on the outside. Next, Hajj. This is a trip that everyone wants to take, every Muslim wants to take once in their lifetime. They go to Mecca. Not everybody can go, but everybody wants to go if they're Muslim. All right, next we've got Mecca. And that, I just mentioned, that's the most holy place for Islamic people, for Muslims. It's the most holy space, and it's in Saudi Arabia, I'm pretty sure. Next one, Hezbollah. This is a political organization, and they're from Lebanon. They live there in Lebanon, and they were elected by the people there. They're part of the government in Lebanon. Next is Hamas. Hamas is also part of the government. It's a political party. Political organization, and they're in Palestine. And they were also elected by their people. But the U.S. doesn't like Hamas or Hezbollah because they don't like Israel. Difficult. Next, Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is actually a word used in English for any Muslims that fight. So there isn't really a group called Al-Qaeda, but any Muslims that are fighting, in English they label them Al-Qaeda. So that's kind of a problem. And next is Mujahideen. And this is the various people who fought in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union invasion. And Yeah. So, at the time, the U.S. supported them because they disliked the Soviet Union. Right? Okay, next is Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the country where the Soviet Union invaded, and then they became independent because the Mujahideen, some people from Afghanistan, from this country, fought. Next is Taliban. Now, this is a group, also a political party, that came to power in Afghanistan because the Mujahideen were weak, and the Taliban political party is Islamic. So they believe in strict Islamic rules. All right. So they were known as very strict and violent about their rules. Next is Osama bin Laden. This is the son of a very rich guy in Saudi Arabia. And he is the one who he helped the people who did 9/11. And they were, and the people who did 9/11 were angry about various things, like Israel, maybe. Okay. And then Iraq. This is the country that the U.S. invaded. But it had nothing to do with anything. There's no connection between Iraq or Taliban or Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden. So this is a problem. Next, from the question of Palestine. First of all, it's the first key word is the Ottoman Empire. And this is the name of the whole area around Turkey and Iraq and Iran, Palestine. Before World War I, it was called the Ottoman Empire. And you know this from world history. Next word, a British territory. After the Ottoman Empire was finished, then many countries became independent, but Palestine became a British territory. So this means that England sort of controls the area. And then, let's see, the next one is the Palestinians. These are the people that lived in the area before the Jewish people from Europe came. So these are the people who were living there after World War II in that area, the area that's now called Israel. Next is the Jewish. These are the people that came from Europe. They came to live in the area because they wanted their own country. Next, Europe. This is the place that most of the Jewish people came from because they were having big problems in Europe. So they came from here. They came from Europe to live in Palestine, which then changed its, became the country Israel. All right. Next one, 1948. This is when this is the year that Palestine became Israel, when the Jewish people from Europe formed their own country and called it Israel. Next is refugees. So this means someone who is has escaped from their country, from where they live, because it's dangerous. And many Palestinian people had to escape. So they became this. They became refugees. Next is the occupied territories. And this is what we call these areas, the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. These are the places where the Palestinian people are living. And they don't call it Palestine because officially it's not a country. so they call it the occupied territories. Next, just a few words from the text about Ramadan. And Ramadan, first of all, from sunrise to sunset, this is the time when nobody eats or drinks. And next, strangers, people you don't know. So Ramadan is a special time, so people are nice to their families and friends, but also people they don't know or strangers. So it's traditional to be nice to these people during Ramadan, not just your family and friends. All right, good luck on the test, and make sure you do a good job with that essay. All right, bye-bye.